This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Well, the Eagles are the best around, the best team in the NFL. That's why we have a parade tomorrow. You got your parade outfit picked out, Hugh?
Yeah. That's funny.
Mummer's outfit for you?
Nah. That's funny. Because I had somebody text me talking about asking me what should they wear for the parade. I'm like, I don't know. It's a parade.
Dress warm. I mean, I don't want to tell you.
No, it ain't going to be no dressing warm. It's going to be.
But it's going to be cold tomorrow.
It's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be some.
Alcohol will keep you warm, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be some.
I mean, a coat can't hurt either. Is it?
Well,
it's 30 degrees?
I would. Let me go. I'm going here. Just go ahead and lay out on that one. But anyway, yes. I got my fit picked out. You know, sometimes when you think about some of the stuff that you're about to say, you probably say, I'll probably
pull that back.
Yeah, pull that
a little self edit.
But yeah, it's gonna be a time to be had tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We'll be doing our show live from the parade route tomorrow. We're gonna have people on the scene, correspondents in the field.
We got people.
Yeah.
Oh, we got multiple people.
Yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. We will bring you the best parade coverage tomorrow, starting at 10 during our show, leading right to afternoon show. And around then, end of our show, beginning of the afternoon show tomorrow is when we expect the parade speeches to start. 215-592-9494. For which one was more special to you? Is it 2017, 2024? Which Super Bowl? All right, let's hear some great moments from each of the Eagles Super Bowl championships. Let's start with Cooper DeJean on Sunday. Now, you've seen the replay a million times. You've heard Merrill's call. You remember why? If you were watching it on TV with Merrill, you heard it there. Maybe you heard the Burkhart call. They're all good. But we kind of uncovered one here that, Hugh, I don't know if you heard this one. I always like when there's a different, almost like a non-NFL call of it. Like, you know how sometimes we'll play something you don't hear often. Like when we have big calls with the Spanish announcers, like Ricky Ricardo with the Eagles. Like, they're always awesome to hear. It's like you don't get to hear that very often or as much. Well, we uncovered this one. This is the UK call, the United Kingdom call of the Cooper DeJean touchdown return, the interception. Listen to this.
Time for Mahomes to try and make some magic. A night where he's trying to establish his legacy. Steps his foot, has some RJP right, rushes out to the right-hand side. Has a man there for the interception at the 39-yard line. Returning out to 25, 20. Cooper DeJean down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles! Cooper DeJean goes all the way across the formation.
I don't know who that guy is.
All the way across the formation.
But I need him on more calls. The NFL needs to hire that guy and put him on games. He's awesome.
All the way across the formation. That's what stuck out to me.
Something about, like, I guess I'm assuming he must be like a soccer announcer or something.
He has that kind of inflection.
They rise to the moment.
He
man.
Did.
They
he,
really
he,
do.
He didn't need a blue shoe. He totally rose to the moment there. That was awesome.
That was a good one.
Can we hear the call or the moment without any announcing? So this is just the crowd noise, Cooper DeJean, and obviously what stands out here is how loud it is, even though it's supposed to be a neutral site game. It wasn't. It was mostly Eagles fans. Listen to Cooper's return with just crowd noise. You Yeah, Hugh, that sounds like a home game.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And we talk about this because I didn't get a chance to, but when they were playing Fly Eagles, I mean, when I heard the fans singing Fly Eagles Fly, I was like, boy, these damn Eagle fans, they know they travel well. They took over Bourbon Street, man. The fact that we had some people, I was listening to the other shows, and there were people that were driving home from Louisiana and went to the game. They didn't even go to the game. They just went to hang out, the fellowship. And they are driving back. And now they're getting ready for a parade. You talk about a boot and rally.
That's right.
Seriously, think about that. You went out there and you probably had the time of your life on Bourbon Street, didn't go to the game, probably was drinking for 3 days straight, like no water. You didn't drink anything like water. No, you were drinking straight liquor. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming back home to partake in a parade. You might need to go to the doctor Monday because your urine is probably like that amber color. Like, seriously. Like, you're the real MVP because you are dedicated to your team that you jumped on the highway with a bunch of your buds and you drove down there and you're hightailing it back to Philadelphia right now, or you did, to get ready for the parade. You're the real MVP.
So I felt it when we were down there Sunday through Thursday last week. There just were more Eagles fans. They just were more visible. They were out. And it's not a very big city, so like we walked around a lot, and I just saw them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. Like, all right, we left Thursday. We heard more Eagles fans were there. But until the game starts, you're like, all right, maybe that was just my perception. Maybe it really wasn't 75-25 or 60-40. But you listen to that, and you just look at the crowd at the TV pan, it did feel like it was an Eagles crowd.
Well, so like... And I guess from everything I saw, like video-wise and what I heard, was that there were more Eagles fans down in New Orleans. When you looked, like, or when the camera would pan to the crowd, it did look like there was a really even mix of red and green. I think the Eagles fans were just louder. Like, they brought more energy.
Well, they were emboldened by blowout.
From the beginning, yeah. Like, and that could have something to do with that's the Chiefs, you know. Just
that was that Bradley Cooper thing.
Ho-hum thing. Like, you know, this is our third, you know, we've been here tons of times before.
Yep.
Or that Eagles fans are just more raucous. But you felt it from the beginning when the Chiefs ran out of the tunnel and they got booed heavily. The Eagles with a huge cheer, and then Bradley Cooper getting the crowd going with the Eagles chant, you were like, oh.
Don't mean to talk to my own horn, but I was in a movie with Bradley Cooper. Just wanted to put that out there.
What do you mean?
I was in a movie with Bradley
Cooper. You know him?
Yeah. I know we're cool.
How come you don't get him on the show if you're cool?
Sorry, partner, his number.
Oh.
What movie was this?
Hold on a second. I know him. Don't have his number.
I'm just, you know, like, this is one of those moments where... You know, you just want to, you know.
You tried to pull the guess who I know card, and then I said, how come we don't get him on the show? Well, I don't really know him.
What movie?
If I see him, he probably won't know who I am. Limitless. I was in Limitless.
You were in Limitless?
Yes.
What was your role?
I was the poker player.
Oh, we got to find this.
I had on a nice
jacket. Did you have a line? Did you have lines?
I did. I said, damn it. I said something like, damn it, because I lost. I had on a nice little velvet jacket. It was velvet.
Oh, man.
What is that, velvet?
So we have a new Hugh.
Yeah.
High hands, Douglas.
Okay, just you guys.
I'm just saying.
If I get distracted, I'm pulling up the entire movie here. I'm going to watch this as the show goes until I can find Hugh. I remember that was the one
where he took the pill.
He took the pill and then he didn't have to sleep anymore,
yeah.
Right? And he just like he became limitless. Yeah.
I'm on this. Still.
Okay, well, we're going to find this scene. 215-592-94. Was that
the lines are just?
Yeah, I said something. I think I said damn or something. I had line.
Was that kind of the end of the acting career?
No, that was like when it started. I was shooting up like a meteor now. Like, you know, and I forgot to call the Tubi lady yesterday. I'm in line for some acting gigs. I just told them that I'm gonna need it to be work around my radio career. And they said, you know, hey, we might be able to do that for
you. Wait, this is a show?
No, in the Tubi show? I don't know.
No, they said,
Limitless was a movie.
No, the movie.
It was with Bradley Cooper was the star.
And Robert De Niro.
It was a pretty big movie.
It looks like it's a TV series with also Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, it's a TV series.
You know De Niro, too?
Yeah.
You have his number?
No.
Oh, come on. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phones here, which one was more special to you, 2017, 2024? Let's not slight 2017. I mean, the Cooper play is awesome. It just happened on Sunday. The UK call was great. But why don't we go back to 2017, the play that sealed a Super Bowl, the first one for the Eagles.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles had him. It is recovered by... Yeah, it is recovered by Barnett! Barnett! Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball!
They finally hit Brady! They finally hit Tom Brady! and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we played for.
Well, that's a great, I mean, so look, the play was amazing. It obviously, it changed the game. And also, it's an unbelievable call by Merrill and Mike there. That's a great one. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. Listen, it's hard to decide which one. But I really will go with this one. All because this was like a statement run right here. Like, just to like what y'all said earlier, like just to get that monkey off our back, the whole entire team back. Like, I just, you know, I saw this team and this coach grow. I mean, just grow through a season, man. It's like he had everybody like locked in. Whatever he said to this team, they was totally locked in, and they would not let nothing break whatever Sirianni said. And then I watched Sirianni just start to grow and like just get better as a coach, you know, and speak better, you know, when they interviewing him and everything, man. But the main thing is, man, they kept their eyes on the prize. This was a selfless team this year. It was no ego. It was a little egos here and there, but it didn't distract anything. And this one right here was a big statement run, man, because people knew how good we was, but they didn't really believe how good we was until we showed them. So, you know,
well, that is it. Yeah, it was a statement. I mean, they made the statement right, that they were the best team in the NFL, even though most of the year they weren't considered that. They were considered talented, but not the best most of the year.
Right, and I'll take nothing away from the Philly, man, but both of these games is locked. Legendary, man. Because like they say, we beat both the GOATs, and guess what? We stopped the repeat twice. So we're legendary. We're a legendary team now. We can live on.
Legendary, says Will in the Northeast. You're right over there here, Will. Good phone call. What do you got?
No,
what do you got?
None.
What do you got to say?
No, none. Listen, I am not. I'm not going to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue today.
Come on.
No. I'm going to say this.
Everyone will be drunk tomorrow.
I'm going to say this. I mean, I'm going to leave it right here.
Okay.
It's amazing how we just rewrote history. Like winning, like, I remember Jaws told me one time, Ron Jaworski, winning salves all wounds. I was triggered a little bit when he said this team had no egos, and I'm just going to leave it like that. I ain't got nothing else to say.
I think Joe said this earlier in the week. This is the week where we could just say anything.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
You believe it, you say it, you dream it.
You know what it is? I guess I just live way too much reality for all this. And I hear, like, and I'm going to let y'all live today, but I hear some of y'all, because I don't remember everybody's name that calls in, but I remember voices.
So.
And some folks, they you know, okay.
You're keeping receipts?
I keep receipts. Because you know what it is? I'm petty. You know, in case you didn't know, Kyle, and sometimes I let my pettiness take over, but not today. Well, I wore some real clothes to work today.
The 2017 team had one very key selfish figure on it.
Yes, he watched the parade. He watched the other guy hold the trophy up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stories from Darren Sproles about how egotistical that guy was. So, you know what this reminds me of? You said this, Kyle said this week, anyone could say anything. It's we romanticize a champion. That's what we do. When we pretend there was never any warts.
Yes.
We can. I actually think it makes it better that a team is able to win in spite of warts. Like the Eagles were not perfect this year. They started off 2-2. The head coach was screaming at everyone here.
It's only one cat. It's only one cat that has, and I hate I'm going to say it, but it's the truth, because mm-hmm. I'd like to be a truth teller. Mm-hmm. It's only one cat that I can think of that's called into this radio station consistently that was unwavering on his belief in the quarterback.
That's the OG.
That's it.
Yeah.
One. And I just find it ironic. You know, and again, I am being petty. I'm not going to tell that lie. I'm being petty. I just find it ironic how we romanticize, like you said, we're romanticizing this thing.
And we can do the same thing to go back to 2017. Like, you could find 100,000 people right now that said, I always knew Foles would do it. That was not the case. I mean, I remember the conversation here from when Wentz went out, right, and then Foles came in and they finished the Ram game, and then he came in and he played pretty well against the Giants, I believe was the next game on the road in New York, and they won that game. But then It was Christmas night against the Raiders when they clinched the number one seed. The offense looked like crap. I think they won that game 10-7.
I was at that game.
Yeah, I think I was filling in the next morning for Angela. That was like the in between Christmas and New Year week, and people were not feeling great about the offense. Then they went out there and played a quarter against the Cowboys. Foles didn't look very good. And Hugh, there were question marks for 2 weeks heading into the first playoff game. If he struggled, would they bench him for Sudfeld? So we do this. We doubt. And then it comes to fruition, and we say, we never doubted. It's okay.
And let me be clear. You can fan however you want to fan. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be the fan police.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And tell you how to fan. I just find it ironic how we romanticize it now. This was not easy to get here, man. That's for me what makes it so special, because it wasn't easy. There was a lot of adversity, and you fought through all of that, and you persevered. That's why when I look at his team, and you look at past teams that won, especially this one, because I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I admire them because they won in spite of. They won in spite of Jalen Hurts not really, you know, believing in his coach at the beginning of the year, but that changed. They won in spite of the fact that he sat there in a press conference and really left us wondering what the hell he was talking about when he was like, he didn't like change. He had a different coordinator every year. They won in spite of the fact that Brandon Graham went on there and threw the receiver under the bus saying that he needs to understand more. They won in spite of all of that. That's what makes this special. That's what makes this championship so special, because you can have adversity, but you didn't make it. it wasn't so adverse that it stopped you from achieving your ultimate goal.
Yeah, and in both years, and again, we forget now, but in both years, the head coach was under major scrutiny. I remember week three of the 2017 season, Doug went for a pretty, I would say, aggressive fourth down, and it did not work. Mm-hmm. And I remember the conversation that week. In week three of the year, they won the Super Bowl. Is Doug Peterson a good coach? And then 5 minutes later, our coach is Bill Belichick. Hugh, we did the same thing to Sirianni. I mean, I sat here and said, after
he was a bubblehead. And yeah. I still, and to this day, he's still a bubblehead.
But he's a champion.
But he's a championship bubblehead.
And I give him a lot of credit for evolving. He evolved as the season went on. He figured out what kind of defense he had. He figured out what buttons he had to press, and that made them champions. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special to you? 2017, 2024? There's no wrong answer. We're having fun today with the idea of, we got two now. There's two
of them things.
Two Super Bowl
titles.
Did
you see the banner they put up on the stadium?
With the two the two Lombardis?
It's you know, it's funny. It's almost like Mecca now. You know, just I'm talking about, not, it's not Mecca. I don't want to make anybody feel any kind of way. It's just now you go down there, yeah, and it's a place that people want to take pictures.
It is. Yeah, and you know what else? So to add to the specialness of this one, they're different. Hugh, this one, the first one was the Eagles got one, right? But now this starts to cement them as one of the great franchises in the NFL, which,
yes,
I think people hear. Deep down, we've known for a while, like, they're really well run. They're really smart. They do things right. But until you win the second or the third, it's kind of tough to put them in the same category.
It's just lip service.
Right. Now it's like, they have the hardware.
For real? Y'all for real about
this?
Yep,
they have the hardware now. Chris at Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Chris.
I'm calling in because I actually just thought you were talking about me. You, the guy that calls in and had doubt about Jalen. But you can throw this receipt away because I'm returning my statement. I'm the moron that called and said that the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl with Hurts as the quarterback. I watched that game, and I just saw him. I just saw the look in his eye, and I know that he made a statement. He said that I'd walk through this fire to smell the smoke. I watched him all through college, and he had a screensaver on his phone that he was looking at the confetti fall down when they lost. That dude was ready to go. And when they shut down what got them there, because Saquon was the train that got us there, Jalen said, all right, bro, well, here we go. Mm-hmm. You want to shut down Saquon? Watch this. And Jalen's a stud. I got caught up in the Burrows and, you know, all the flashy quarterbacks that pass for 300 yards and throw, you know, four touchdowns a game. That's not Jalen Hurts. Jalen does it his way, and I'm fine with Jalen's way because they can't do what Jalen can do. Jalen can do what they can do, but they both can't do what Jalen can do. They can't run and rip, you know, 70, 80 yards a game and do what he does. And just watching him pass and that pass that he threw to Slim Six, come on, man. Hugh, I apologize. The whole season, you took up for Hurts. You said what you said, and you stuck up for him, and you were right. And I retract my statement. Jalen Hurts, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. You're an effing stud, bro. I thank you for the season. You were amazing. You deserve everything you got. You went to Disney. I love you, bro. Thank you for doing this. And your question, I was torn about which Super Bowl was better. My son was born in 17, and no one expected that. We beat Tom Brady. I have to go with the first one because it was special. It brought this city our first championship, and you'll never forget that. You'll never forget this team, but mine was, 2017.
Yeah, and Chris, like, they're both unbelievably special.
You know what, Chris, I appreciate that, man. I mean, you didn't have to do that. I mean, you really didn't.
I'm sorry for doubting you. I loved you when you were playing. I got your jersey in my man cave. Jalen Hurts does things his way. He can run and he can throw. Burrow can do this, maybe run a little bit, but he can't do – Jalen Hurts is the total package. And as long as we got him, this ain't over, baby. This ain't over. I'm telling you right now, we're getting another one.
Well, they should. I mean, Chris, they have the team. They have the front office. They have the quarterback. They got the defense. Chris, good phone call. And Hugh, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. We're going to play some of the best clips of it coming up around 12 today. I was watching the mic'd up. They did the mic'd up version of the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
NFL Network put on last night. And I was watching a little bit this morning before I drove in. And there's a lot of cool parts. Saquon's reaction to Cooper DeJean's interception return is one of the coolest parts. There's a lot. Sirianni in the sidelines is really fun. But Hugh, there was something about Hurts in the mic'd up because he didn't talk much, right? Like, he's not he's not a yeller and a screamer,
mm-hmm.
but he was so
animated.
He was animate and locked in. There was a moment where when he throws the bomb to Devontae, and I think it's Mailata who says something like, "They can't bleep with you."
Yeah.
And he looks at him and says, "I know." And it was just like, it was this
that's my favorite.
It was cold confidence.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He validated his parking. I can't imagine because he's and the thing about him is he's been level headed the whole time. I can't imagine how hard it was for him to hear all this criticism and not say a word and you know, all of that other stuff. And have everything that he said being picked apart. He's a very, very smart guy, man. And he's on top now. He's that guy.
And here's the reality. Some of the criticism was totally fair.
Yeah, like, it was.
It wasn't like he had a MVP kind of season and we just nitpicked for no reason. But here's what's more important. He shows up in the biggest moments, right? Like, is it about what he does in week six for now the rest of his career after we've seen two Super Bowl performances by him? Or is it about what he does in the biggest stage? I think if we all were to vote on that, we'd say, well, it matters we did in the biggest stage. They're going to be in the playoffs most years. If he's a good or a great playoff performer, that's what his legacy is going to be. I mean, I remember when we were doing the thing about him and everyone says, well, he's a winner. And I said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that hits more if he's got a ring on his finger. Well, now he's got a ring on his finger. He's absolutely and 1,000% a winner and a champion. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls all show long. We continue the celebration. It's the pregame for the parade tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. And we'll be there doing our show live. So Rhea's going to join us on the side. Your phone calls all show long here. Which one was more special to you, 2017 or 2024? Which Super Bowl from the Eagles was more special to you? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of a game or want to bet on the fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you could even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.